The 24 hours of the Passion. Preparation before each hour. O my Lord Jesus Christ, prostrate in your divine presence, I implore your most loving heart to admit me to the sorrowful meditation of the 24 hours in which, for love of us, you wanted to suffer so much, in your adorable body, and in your most holy soul, unto death on the cross. O please, give me help, grace, love, deep compassion and understanding of your sufferings, as I now meditate these hours. And for those which I cannot meditate, I offer you my will to meditate them, and I willingly intend to meditate them in all the hours in which I have to apply myself to my duties, or sleep. Accept, O merciful Lord, my loving intention, and let it be beneficial for me and for all, as if I effectively and innocently were accomplished what I wished to practice. Meanwhile, I give you thanks, O my Jesus, for calling me to union with you by means of prayer. And to please you more, I take your thoughts, your tongue, your heart, and with this I intend to pray, fusing all of myself in your will and in your love. And stretching out my arms to hug you, I place my head on your heart, and I begin. First hour from 5 to 6 p.m. Jesus takes leave of his most holy mother. O celestial mamma, the hour of the separation is approaching, and I come to you. O mother, give me your love and your reparations. Give me your sorrow, because together with you I want to follow, step by step, adore Jesus. And now Jesus comes to you, and you, with heart overflowing with love, run toward him, and in seeing him so pale and sad, your heart aches with pain, your strengths leave you, and you are about to fall at his feet. O my sweet mamma, do you know why adorable Jesus has come to you? Ah, he has come to say the last goodbye, to tell you the last word, to receive the last embrace. O mother, I cling to you with all the tenderness of which my poor heart is capable, so that clinging and bound to you, I too may receive the embraces of adored Jesus. Will you perhaps disdain me? Isn't it rather a comfort for your heart to have a soul near you, who would share its pains, affections and reparations? O Jesus, in such a harrowing hour for your most tender heart, what a lesson of filial and loving obedience to your mamma you give us! What a sweet harmony passes between you and Mary! What a sweet enchantment of love rises up to the throne of the Eternal One and extends for the salvation of all creatures of the earth. O my celestial mamma, do you know what adored Jesus wants from you? Nothing but your last blessing. It is true that from every particle of your being nothing but blessings and praises come out for your Creator. But Jesus, in taking leave of you, wants to hear the sweet word, I bless you, O Son. And that I bless you removes all the blasphemies from his hearing, and descends, sweet and gentle, into his heart. Jesus wants your I bless you, almost to place it as a shelter from all the offenses of creatures. I too unite myself to you, O sweet mamma. Upon the wings of the winds I want to go around the heavens to ask the Father, the Holy Spirit and all the angels, for an I bless you for Jesus, so that, as I go to him, I may bring him their blessings. And here on earth, I want to go to all creatures and ask, from every lip, from every heartbeat, from every step, from every breath, from every gaze, from every thought, blessings and praises for Jesus. And if no one wants to give them to me, I intend to give them for them. O sweet mamma, after going around and round, to ask the sacrosanct Trinity, the angels, all creatures, the light of the sun, the fragrance of the flowers, the waves of the sea, every breath of wind, every spark of fire, every moving leaf, the twinkling of the stars, every movement of nature, for an I bless you, I come to you and I place all my blessings together with yours. My sweet mamma, I see that you receive comfort and relief, and that you offer Jesus all my blessings in reparation for the blasphemies and the maledictions which he receives from creatures. But as I offer you everything, I hear your trembling voice saying, Son, bless me too. O my sweet love, Jesus, bless me also, together with your mamma. Bless my thoughts, my heart, my hands, my works, my steps, and with your mother, all creatures. O my mother, in looking at the face of sorrowful Jesus, pale, sad, harrowing, the memory of the pains which he is about to suffer awakens in you. You foresee his face covered with spit and you bless it, his head pierced by the thorns, his eyes blinded, his body tortured by the scourges, his hands and feet pierced by the nails, and wherever he is about to go, you follow him with your blessings. And I too will follow him together with you. When Jesus is struck by the scourges, crowned with thorns, slapped, pierced by the nails, everywhere he will find my I bless you, together with yours. O Jesus, O Mother, I compassionate you. Immense is your pain in these last moments. The heart of one seems to tear the heart of the other. O Mother, snatch my heart from the earth and bind it tightly to Jesus, so that, clinging to him, I may share in his pains, and as you cling to each other, as you embrace, as you exchange the last glances, the last kisses, being in between your two hearts, may I receive your last kisses, your last embraces. Don't you see that I cannot be without you, in spite of my misery and my coldness? Jesus, Mama, keep me close to you. Give me your love, your will. Dart through my poor heart, hold me tightly in your arms. And together with you, O sweet Mother, I want to follow, step by step, adore Jesus, with the intention of giving him comfort, relief, love and reparation for all. O Jesus, together with your Mama, I kiss your left foot, asking you to forgive me and all creatures, for all the times we have not walked toward God. I kiss your right foot, forgive me and all for all the times we have not followed the perfection you wanted from us. I kiss your left hand, communicate to us your purity. I kiss your right hand, bless all of my heartbeats, thoughts, affections, so that, given value by your blessing, they all may be sanctified. And with me, bless all creatures, and seal the salvation of their souls with your blessing. O Jesus, I embrace you together with your mamma, and kissing your heart, I pray you to place my heart between your two hearts, that it may be nourished continuously by your love, by your sorrows, by your very affections and desires, and by your own life. Amen. Reflections and practices before giving start to his passion, Jesus goes to his mother to ask for her blessing. In this act Jesus teaches us obedience, not only external but also interior, which we must have in order to reciprocate the inspirations of grace. Sometimes we are not ready to put into practice a good inspiration, either because we are held back by love of self united to temptation, or because of human respect, or in order not to use holy violence on ourselves. But rejecting the good inspiration of exercising a virtue, of accomplishing a virtuous act, of doing a good work, or of practicing a devotion, makes the Lord withdraw, depriving us of new inspirations. On the other hand, the prompt correspondence, pious and prudent, to holy inspirations attracts more lights and graces upon us. In the cases of doubt, one should turn promptly and with righteous intention to the great means of prayer and to upright and experienced advice. In this way, the good God will enlighten the soul to execute the healthy inspiration, increasing it for her greater benefit. We must do our actions, our acts, our prayers, the hours of the Passion, with the same intentions of Jesus, in his will, sacrificing ourselves as he did, for the glory of the Father and for the good of souls. We must place ourselves in the disposition of sacrificing ourselves in everything for love of our lovable Jesus, conforming to His Spirit, operating with His own sentiments, and abandoning ourselves in Him, not only in all the external sufferings and adversities, but much more in all that He will dispose in our interior. In this way, at any time, we will find ourselves ready to accept any suffering. By doing this, we will give sweet sips to our Jesus. Then, if we do all this in the will of God, which contains all sweetnesses and all the contentments in immense proportion, we will give to Jesus large sweet sips, so as to mitigate the poisoning which other creatures cause Him, and to console His divine heart. Before starting any action, let us always invoke the blessing of God, so that our actions may have the touch of the divinity, and may attract His blessings not only on us, but upon all creatures. My Jesus, may Your blessing precede me, accompany me and follow me, so that everything I do may carry the seal of Your I bless You. Thanksgiving after each hour. My lovable Jesus, You have called me in this hour of Your passion to keep You company, and I have come. I seem to hear You praying, repairing and suffering, in anguish and sorrow, pleading for the salvation of souls in the most touching and eloquent voices. I tried to follow You in everything. And now, having to leave You for my usual occupations, I feel the duty to say to You, I thank You and I bless You. Yes, O Jesus, I repeat to You, I thank You thousands and thousands of times, and I bless You for all that You have done and suffered for me and for all. I thank You and I bless You for every drop of blood You shed, for every breath, for every heartbeat, for every step, word, glance, bitterness and offense which You endured. In everything, O my Jesus, I intend to seal You with an I thank You and I bless You. Please, O Jesus, let my whole being send You a continuous flow of thanks and blessings, so as to draw upon me and upon everyone the flow of Your blessings and thanks. Please, O Jesus, press me to Your heart, and with Your most holy hands seal every particle of my being with Your I bless You, so that nothing other than a continuous hymn to You may come from me.